In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the marriage scorecard.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 26.
26, I think so.
I think. We love counting. Yeah. We love, keeping count, I think, because it shows how many we've done and we're proud of ourselves.
That's very true. Actually, you're right. You're right.
I don't think anybody else really cares what episode it is.
I would guarantee you that no one else cares what episode this is right now. Everyone's like, dude, we do not care about what episode.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about a very key part of marriage, and that's the marriage scorecard.
I like the name.
Yeah. In a marriage, let's keep it like our marriage.
Yeah.
Let's keep it personal. It is very easy, Tanya, in our marriage to keep the mental scorecard of who does what, when we do it, and how many points I have versus how many points you have.
Right. And this is advice that I think we've talked about before, because it was advice that your brother and sister-in-law gave us originally.
Yeah.
When we asked them, what's the one thing that you guys can tell us that would help us for our marriage when we were engaged? And they said, just never keep score.
Yeah.
And we've really tried to live by it, and it's really, really helped us.
Absolutely. And it's helped us in our day-to-day, everyday happiness, and in, I think, the strength of our marriage, Tanya. Mm-hmm. And this also, it definitely exists for any relationship out there, and probably for friendships too. So it's not just specific to marriage, but we're living every day with each other. In a quarantine pandemic, we've spent a lot of time with each other, and there's a lot of opportunities to serve the next person and be with the other person. And so, Tanya, for us, we kind of got that advice to not keep score. Don't keep score. Mm-hmm. And it's been really good advice.
It has. Because we're human, and there will be times when we both are oh my gosh, but I've done, I did this, I did that, I did this today. Can he not just do this one thing for me without me having to ask?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. So let's talk about what we mean. Let's get a little more details about what we mean with keeping score. So I am sitting, I'm watching a game at night. It's 7 o'clock at night. And Tana, you worked. You cooked dinner. You did all the dishes.
Oh.
And then I'm giving an example. And then I ask you, hey, Tanya, could you fold the laundry that we just did? Mm-hmm. A natural human response is
lose it, get upset at you. And kind of start calling you out. I worked, I cooked dinner for us, I washed dishes, you're just sitting there watching a game, and now you're asking me to do laundry.
Right.
That's a very classic,
yeah.
I feel like every couple probably would fall into that.
Yeah, and experience that. And that's a super real scenario. I know it maybe sounds corny. And I say, sometimes being in a marriage, it feels like you're in a 90s sitcom where it's just oh gosh, I'm tripping over shoes. Could you pick your shoes up? It's well, I would if you just did your laundry and not keep your socks everywhere. But you're actually, this stuff kind of comes up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to actually talk about, because that stuff can build up. The little things can build up. And even though that sounds like a scenario, and maybe that's happened, maybe that hasn't, but there have been plenty of times where I've needed extra help doing stuff, and then maybe I've done more house chores or things for you. I've served you in more ways. And there's been plenty of times where you've served me, disproportionately around the house and with things in my life.
Mm-hmm. But I think the key was always that at the forefront of our thinking was, this is my husband and I want to serve him.
Right. And in the mindset, if you keep the mindset that I'm not keeping score.
Right.
What kind of happens, Tanya?
You kind of just selflessly serve the other person.
Yeah. And I feel like it opens up communication, right?
Totally. Because definitely not saying on the other end, I'm not saying, oh, yeah, and he didn't help, so to serve my husband and to not keep score, I'm just going to do it because he asked.
Exactly.
When maybe he had a very easy day and I did a lot, you know, but it does, like you said, it also opens the door for necessary communication.
Right. Absolutely. Because it's like, you don't keep score, but you're right. You can't just like be like, no problem, my king. And I can be like, my queen, no
not
problem.
Not keeping score. Yeah, I'm not I'm keeping score. Do it
whatever
for you.
You want, I will. Yeah, I will walk out and get your, you know, keys outside barefoot every single day. I'm not keeping score, but it opens up communication to be like, hey, like, can I talk to you for a minute? Like, I did the dishes. I took out the garbage. I've been working all day. I'm really tired. I'm sorry if I can't help you fold the laundry, but like, can you just do it? And then you're like, yeah, of course, right? Or me, I don't know.
Right.
You know, and then maybe, you know, if I ask that of you, and then you're like, actually, like, you know what, I'm also really tired. I also did this and that. Right. It like, it breaks down the tension, or it breaks down the, like any like animosity that could build up, because you're just like speaking honestly with like your spouse. I'm speaking honestly with you.
Right.
You know, it's not like you're secretly being like, oh, like I'm just going to try to get away with as much as I can from this dude to get him to do my chores for me. But you're just like, hey, I got this going on. Can you help me out? So it improves communication, right?
Oh, totally. And it also, through the door of communication, reminds you that your spouse also, maybe on the outside, it looks like they had a fine day or they didn't do much and like they should be the ones, i.e. cleaning the dishes or whatever. But in communication, it'll show you, oh, just because I didn't see that maybe they had a hard day, you can express, actually, I'm like, I'm also really tired. I X, Y, and Z, I didn't finish this for work, whatever. And and it also comes to like a happy compromise of not just asking like, can you do it? But like, okay, we're both tired. Like, let's just do it together.
Right.
Or being the bigger person and at that moment and being like, I need grace and mercy for this moment right here. And I will love you in this. And I'm going to go ahead and do it, knowing that you're not keeping score.
It's unjust, maybe even.
Right. Like, exactly.
Yeah. Be like, this is super unjust, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It really, really opens the door for a lot of mercy. I think there's been times where, you know, we've had to show mercy to each other. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It can kind of like be easy to be like, wow, Tanya, like you're getting away with everything. I'm just doing this for you. But when, you know, I think the example I use is like, you know, anytime I've ever asked you to like help me with something, you just jump up right away and you do it. Mm-hmm. And, it's like, oh, yeah, like, good. Like, I just needed to ask. It's not like you're purposely trying to, like, get away with stuff or have me do chores.
Right.
Just to be like, that's what you do.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, we just show mercy to each other. But, yeah, it's like, it's such a good way to just, like, talk with each other and get real with each other and level with each other. Because as Tanya, I think something we've talked about, like, being unified as a married couple is so important. Every day being unified and like existing as a couple that like we're unified on
as one entity. Yeah.
And how we think, how we speak, how we relate with each other as one entity going out into the world. And again, like a crazy year like 2020, you need to be unified. Mm-hmm. You need to be there for each other. You need to support each other. You need to communicate well. And you don't, and you can't keep score, because like, you're going to go insane if you are.
And you're going to grow resentment towards the person if, even if you're like, I'm not keeping score, I'm not keeping score. Right. Like, whatever, it's fine. I'm not even going to say it. But if you're like mentally internalizing it.
Yeah, it's you're keeping score.
You're keeping score. Yeah. And oh my gosh, the resentment that's going to burst out is going to be worse.
Yeah. And I think, Tanya, I don't know about you, but like I found living, you know, living with you, like there's just so many up because like we're together a lot and we're married, that like it's harder to brush stuff under the rug, as they say, because like our relationship is so unique and intimate that like I can't just be like, well, whatever, that's what Tanya does, or like that's what, hey, Tanya, this is, accept it, this is who I am. Like, this is just, you got to deal with me, you know, if you got to love me at my worst to be with me at my best type, you know. Some Instagram quote.
And Pete, as you were saying, being in a marriage is such a unique relationship. You know, we're called to be unified. We're called to be one, as the church teaches us, and it's what we believe in. You know, that doesn't mean that we get lost and we don't know who we are outside of each other. We still have our own personalities, but at the core, we have been created into one entity after marriage.
Yeah, and we honor that relationship by calling to mind and like respecting the even the littlest parts mm-hmm. of being unified. Mm-hmm. I think that's where like kind of like the theme of this. Mm-hmm. It's not just like we're roommates.
Right.
Our relationship is not just being roommates. Our relationship is not just a friendship.
Right.
Our relationship's even more now than boyfriend, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. We are one. We were joined together the day we got married and we are unified. Like, we are a union. And part of that union, like I said, honor is honoring that. And I think we've talked about that. We honor that by taking the details seriously.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I love kind of even talking about some of these little details, like keeping score, house chores, or this or that. Because this is like the difference maker. This is the difference of like, I'm not just talking about like a coworker. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you deal with a workplace annoyance? Do you A, report it to a HR rep? Do you B, it's like, no, it's like, how do you deal with a wife who's sitting there like talking to someone on the phone while you're like cleaning the eighth dish of the day? And you're just like, it's like silly, but like you have to be like, oh, I should probably talk about this with her.
Right.
Instead of just being like, well, I don't know. Like, So I love working out because this is really where our union and respect for that take shape.
I agree.
Okay, y'all. That's it for today.
Sorry, pause. You just said y'all.
Well, I'm a Texan now. So I got to get my cowboy hat now that I think about it. No, just kidding. Okay. Should I get a cowboy hat, guys?
There's a question we need an answer to.
We,
I know the answer, but if you guys want to.
What do you guys think my wife is going to say?
That's a hard no.
It's a hard no from her that she wants me to have a cowboy hat. But we passed by this cowboy hat store and I was oh man, maybe I could just get a cool one.
And no.
Some boots.
No.
And some spurs. Get on a horse. Ride into the sunset with you. Sounds awesome. So, that's it for us today, guys.
Yeah,
y'all.
Thank you guys for listening and joining us. Feel free to reach out to us. Please subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Spotify, follow us on social media and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, and let us know what you guys think about not keeping score and what your experience has been in that. It's been really great for us to put into practice in our marriage. So we'd love to hear what you guys think about it. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye-bye.